Video: New Orleans police arrest minors connected to fatal carjacking, no regard for human life. By Amy Furr on March 22, 2022. Police in New Orleans arrested four minors connected to a fatal carjacking that occurred Monday. Superintendent Sean Ferguson said a 17-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and two 15-year-old girls were taken into custody. The teenagers will face charges of second-degree murder. And citizens aided officials by offering witness statements and tips via Crime Stoppers, WDSU reported Tuesday. The parents of one of the youngest teens turned their daughter over to authorities, and the parent of the 17-year-old boy did the same. Once officers located the boy, they also discovered the 16-year-old, and the second 15-year-old was located Tuesday. 73-year-old Linda Fricke died after the carjacking occurred in the 300 block of North Scott in Mid-City. According to officials, the suspects took the woman's vehicle and drove away, with neighbors saying she was partially caught in the seatbelt. In a social media post, WDSU's Shay O'Connor shared images of Fricke with her loved ones. Fricke was dragged more than a block before being dislodged from the car, her arm severed during the incident. Neighbors helplessly tried to stop the vehicle, the WDSU report said. People in the Mid-City neighborhood heard screams coming from Fricke, according to WCNC. I tried to call 911, noted Todd Ecker, who saw what happened. Unfortunately, the phone rang for 4 minutes and 45 seconds before I hung up. He added that another person finally got an answer, but it reportedly took several minutes for paramedics to arrive at the scene. The paramedics eventually pronounced the woman dead. It was one of the most grotesque, surreal, horrific things I've ever seen. Complete reckless abandonment, no regard for human life, Ecker said of what happened. In a social media post on Monday, the New Orleans Police Department released photos of the four suspects. Meanwhile, Fricke's sister, Jenny Griffin, described her as a kind person who will be deeply missed by those who knew her. It is disgusting. When is it going to stop? That is what they target? Old ladies. It is cowardly. It's evil. The parents need to be held accountable, stated Griffin. According to her relatives, Fricke was married and had children.